Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. The 8th century hymn Ave Maristella, Hail Star of the Sea, is one of the best known examples of Marian chant, or in other words, chant associated with the veneration of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Probably the best known polyphonic setting of the hymn is Claudio Monteverdi's setting in his Vespers of 1610, but many other composers right up to the present day have also set its 7 stanzas. This hour we'll listen to some of the captivating settings of Ave Maristella that were composed between the 15th and 17th centuries, and then top it off at the end with Monteverdi's, from our featured release, the Dunedin Consort's 2017 recording of Claudio Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610. We heard two pieces from a CD called Laude Novella by the Medieval Women's Choir, recorded back in 2012 under the direction of the late Marguerite Tindemans. First, we heard the chant Ave Maristella, which is the theme of our program this week. That was followed by an arrangement of the piece from the medieval Faenza Codex, which pairs the lengthened notes of the chant melody with a florid instrumental part. The Faenza Codex is often thought of as one of the earliest keyboard manuscripts, but it's also sometimes possible to play the two hands of the instrumental part on two different instruments. A hymn is a devotional song, usually consisting of a melody to which stanzas of text are set. In today's Christian churches, the congregation usually sings that melody, often accompanied by the church choir and an organ. But that hasn't always been the case. Before the Reformation, hymns were usually sung by a trained choir, with the voices singing in composed harmony, to use the term a bit loosely. This hour, we're going to pay a visit to a hymn whose melody goes all the way back to the 8th century, called Ave Maristella. It's not known for certain who composed this hymn, but it appears in many sources, from the earliest music that was written down to the present day. As might be expected, an old tune that appears so frequently and traveled from one land to another with musicians singing by ear is not exactly the same everywhere, differing by a note here and there, though it always remains recognizable. Our tune inspired composers throughout the ages to set it in different ways, from settings that alternate melody and harmony verse by verse, to instrumental versions, to through-composed pieces that hide the melody, to settings that retain the melody, sometimes more, sometimes less, to set the words of the entire Mass. Our hymn is not complicated. It has 7 verses of metrical Latin poetry. Each line has 6 syllables, and 3 of the lines rhyme. Here, for instance, is the first verse. Ave Maristella, Dei Mater Alma, Atque Semper Virgo, Felix Caeli Porta. In this poetic translation, the rhyme changes and we lose the 6-syllable line, but it says, Hail, O Star of the Ocean, God's own Mother blessed, ever sinless Virgin, Gate of Heavenly Rest. The hymn presents the Virgin Mary as a merciful and loving mother. From her description as the Star of the Sea, it's not surprising that this hymn became a prayer for the safe conduct of travelers. Here is a 15th century setting by Guillaume Dufay, in which the plain chant alternates with 3-part settings stanza by stanza.
Ooh.
We heard the Blue Heron Renaissance Choir, directed by Scott Metcalf, singing Dufay's Ave Maria Stella from their 2007 self-released recording Motets, Hymns, Chansons, and Sanctus Papale. Now we turn to another famous Flemish composer, Josquin des Prez, who composed an entire mass in four parts based on Ave Maria Stella in the late 15th century. Let's listen to the first of six sections of that mass, the section known as the Kyrie. Bernard Fabre-Garus led the choir of Asse Voci in the Kyrie from Josquin's Missa Ave Maria Stella, drawn from their 1993 CD for Astre Ovidi, entitled Missa Ave Maria Stella, Motets to the Virgin. In our chronological journey, we'll turn next to a Spanish composer working at the cathedral in Seville in the early 16th century, Pedro de Escobar. That was Richard Cheetham directing the Orchestra of the Renaissance on the 2009 home accord CD Ave Maristella, Musica della Cattedrale de Sevilla, dedicata alla Virgen Maria. John Shepherd was appointed the choir director of Magdalen College, Oxford, in 1543, but then moved on later in the decade to become a gentleman of the Chapel Royal. He composed a six-voice setting of Ave Maristella that we would not have were it not for a set of part books that were copied after Shepherd's death in 1558 by one John Baldwin.
Oh.
The Marian Consort, directed by Rory McCleary, sang John Shepherd's Ave Maristella from their recording Loquebantur, music from the Baldwin Part books. At just about the same time in Italy, Girolamo Cavazzoni was working in Mantua, living in the shadow of Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. Apparently a close friend of the music-loving Guglielmo Gonzaga, Cavazzoni composed organ music and was organist at Santa Barbara in Mantua, where he also supervised the building of the organ. How cool is it that we can listen to Cavazzoni's setting of Ave Maristella being played on the very organ on which he likely played it? Sensitive, historically aware ears will also hear the uncompromised mean tone temperament of the organ, which may well sound out of tune to some listeners, but it's the way organs were tuned back then. Did you notice that only one verse of our hymn was played? It's possible that the organ alternated with verses sung by the choir, just as earlier versions alternated chant and polyphony. We heard the Dutch keyboard player Lue Taminga in a recital from 2011 that was released by Accent under the title Il Ballo di Mantova, Organ Music in Santa Barbara, Mantua. Our playlists, podcasts, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. One reason for so many settings of Ave Mari Stella is its appearance in Vespers, a service of the Divine Office, which is a series of daily events completely separate from the Mass. Vespers is traditionally sung at twilight, at the time when lamps are lit indoors. Vespers includes the singing of a hymn, and on feast days of the Virgin Mary, of which there are many in the Catholic Church, Ave Mari Stella is the hymn that is sung. Any of the versions you hear might well find their way into Vespers. This leads us to another titan of early music in Europe, the Elizabethan composer William Byrd. Byrd's setting of Ave Mari Stella was published in 1605 in his last great body of music, the Gradualia, in which his overtly Catholic agenda and unshakable faith are clearly on full display.
Thank you.
From the Hyperion 2009 CD Assumpta Est Maria, recorded by the Cardinals Music under the direction of Andrew Carwood, that was William Byrd's stunning five-voice Ave Maristella. And now for something completely different, music by the Spaniard Juan García de Salazar. Notice that the chant is sung in a specific rhythm, just as it was in The Shepherd. The piece starts deceptively simply, then takes off in a different direction for each verse of the hymn, even at times including guitar and brass as accompaniment.
Thank you.
Ave Maristella, performed by Capilla Peña Florida and the Ministriles de Marcias, conducted by Josep Cabré, from a recording of a reconstructed 17th century Vespers, contemporary with Juan García de Salazar's music, on their 2006 Naxos recording, Complete Vespers of Our Lady. Our featured release this week is tied directly to our theme and acknowledges another composer who worked in Mantua a bit later than Cavazzoni. Claudio Monteverdi composed what is arguably the most famous setting of Ave Maristella as part of his Vespers of 1610. This is from a 2017 recording of the Monteverdi Vespers by the Dunedin Consort with His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, all conducted by John Butt. Monteverdi's incomparable Ave Maristella.
Thank you.
From Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610, one of the iconic masterworks of the early 17th century, his setting of the Ave Maria Stella, from our featured release, Vespers 1610, by the Dunedin Consort, with His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, directed by John Butt, released on the Lynn label in 2017. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found on our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.